Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown YouTube channel. We're trying to get past all of those scaries from last weekend with the Clasico loss because we have a big final to look up for, guys. We have the Copa del Rey final of 2021, the first chance we have to win a title this season. I'm your host, Adam. I'm here with my co-host, Yuse.
Hey, guys. Please go like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'd love for you to also share our videos, our channel, with any of your friends, family, whoever is an FC Barcelona fan. We have a lot of energy here. We're going to continue on making these videos. So, again, please like and subscribe. Adam, let's hear the good news.
Oh, boy, Yuse. We have some good news here. I know we were all looking for some, and we knew the Copa final was coming up. Two things happened this past weekend that are good. The first being, if you remember, Yuse, Fati Mania. Right, the hashtag we made viral around the world in 2019, or at least we thought. Ansu Fati, there was rumors he would have to undergo a third surgery and have his meniscus removed, similar to what Umtiti had, which really worried all of us because we thought that might not bode well for his career. However, before he made that decision to go for a third surgery, he went through an intense physiotherapy to try and see if he could alleviate some of his pain and work towards avoiding that third surgery. Well, Yuse, we got the news this week that all signs are pointing well with this physio, and he's looking on course to not have to undergo a third surgery, which for all of us Barca fans, especially with some of the lackluster performances in big games we've had so far this season, we know Ansu Fati is the man we need. And hopefully, everyone, fingers crossed, pray that Fati will be back next season in good health.
Let's go!
On top of that, Yuse, another great thing happened for us on Sunday. Atletico Madrid drew against Betis. What this means, Yuse, is they're leading La Liga by one over Real Madrid, who are one above us, right? And so if Real Madrid draw one game and we win out, including a big win against Atletico, FC Barcelona, we are La Liga champions. You know, Real Madrid still have to play Betis, Sevilla, they have some tough games. I mean, you know, we have Atletico, that's not going to be easy, but today, a new week, a new moon, a new sun. We're looking on the bright side of things, guys, and there is still a chance here. We have everything to play for. What do you think about both of those pieces of news, Yuse?
You know, I'm really looking forward to having Fati come back. I know he's not coming back, you know, particularly too soon. I don't want him to hurt himself again, even. But, you know, we need him up in the front scoring goals as one of the youngest players to score on FC Barcelona. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm glad he didn't have to go through a third surgery because that's really tough. On top of that, as you said, we still are in this race. That's huge. I know we were down, you know, last, I believe it was Sunday, after a terrible result, 3-1 against Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you're saying, we're still in this. One of those teams messes up and we take the 3 points, we're up in the lead and we can do this. And I think we can as we just got to, we'll talk about it today, but we'll talk about what we can do to kind of fix those things, cover the gaps. But let's get into it. So we're coming into
a final.
Yeah. yeah, we're coming to a huge first trophy of the season that we could get, right? So, something that is really special about this game is that we have already played Bilbao 3 times this year, and all those 3 games were played in January. 2 of them we won, which were in league, and the 3rd one, unfortunately, came between those, but it was the Supercopa, and we had lost there. Huge loss against Bilbao, 3-2, even though we just had beaten them, you know, I think a week or two prior. But let's get into it. So the first game, unfortunately, we had left open our net to Iñaki Williams with he just blew past us and scored a wonderful
Messi scored
goal
twice,
and then that yeah, Messi scored twice, Pedri scored once. It was, you know, we won 3-2. That's the biggest thing. Then into the Supercopa, we had lost 2-3. Iñaki Williams also served as one of the more lethal players in that game, you know, one assist,
Griezmann
one goal,
twice
I believe
for
there,
us, you know, which was huge.
And then on top of that,
Messi got the red card because he gently, you know, touched a Bilbao player on the face, right? So I don't, you know, that one was frustrating. Sure,
it was an aggressive
right,
hit.
You win the second leg, this one at the Camp Nou, 2-1. With Messi scoring and Griezmann scoring, right? And I think as we look at those 3 games and we try and analyze kind of what, you know, tips and tricks we might get about how this final is going to play, I think the first big one comes down to Dan Koeman, who is under a lot of pressure lately for not showing up in the big games, right? And not putting us in the position with the lineups that are going to have us succeed. And so in that first La Liga game, transitioning to the Super Cup, I see possibly where part of that Koeman big game issue came, because in both games, he played the same lineup, right? And you think about it, after we let up two goals to Bilbao in the league, even though we eked away a 3-2 victory, it probably was not a smart plan for us to play the exact same lineup, right? And so in those two games, we had Alba, Lenglet, Araujo, Dest, Pedri, Busquets, Frankie, and then Dembele, Messi, Griezmann. So if you remember, guys, back in January, we were much more in the 4-3-3 mode, not into this three at the back lineup we have now. So, and then in the third game, we came out with a 4-2-3-1, and instead of Busquets, we had Pjanic playing on the back, you know, the middle two with Frankie de Jong, and then we, you know, were able to win that game 2-1. So I think one thing for me is that we can't get stuck into this trap we got into of playing the same lineup back-to-back against Bilbao, and I think as we're going to move eventually to our keys to the game, we need to switch up the lineup. So that's just one area from those three games I thought, you know, we need to look out for, is changing up the lineup so that Bilbao is not ready and prepared to go against what we're putting out. What did you notice, Seuss?
Sure. The biggest things I would say were that, you know, I had mentioned it earlier, but Iñaki Williams seemed to be, one, a threat that we need to control. But really the biggest things is I saw that we were able to create more space against these against the Bilbao lineup, right? I think that Messi, Griezmann, and Dembele were able to utilize that space to create more chances, a lot more shots, a lot more passing, more running routes for Dembele especially. That was a big thing. And I think that, you know, goes up to the formation that we were playing at that time. I also noticed that maybe Alba was a little weak on the left side, allowing too much space there. That was the cause of the goal from Iñaki Williams in the second game, in the Super Copa.
You know, it kind of cuts both ways in terms of what you're talking about, is that all three games, there was a very free and open play, right? It wasn't like against Valladolid where, you know, they were all just sitting back the entire game. I feel like these games against Bilbao always involve some, you know, big open counters from both teams. It's not necessarily Barca are going to have possession, you know, through and through, right? And anytime Bilbao's able to wrestle it from us, they're going to hit us on the counterattack and use their speed. And Iñaki Williams is extremely fast, and he's able to score some golazos like we saw the winning goal against in the Supercopa. But on the same side, right, we can take advantage of that. And we did a lot in these three games against Bilbao this season because Messi was able, you know, if you think about that first goal in the first La Liga game, he had a long ball over to De Jong, who was able to give a header pass back to Pedri. And then that second goal in that game, it was again Messi with a nice pass to Pedri, who was making a run into the box, which we need to see more of, and then a back heel from Pedri that Messi was able to put away, right? So I think as you look across those three games, what you see is that, you know, Athletic Bilbao are willing to give us the opportunity to play a little bit open because that gives them a better chance to hit us on the counter. And so, you know, that is definitely one of the big battles that we're going to see in this game, is, you know, who can be most clinical in front of net, and then how can we create a system, knowing that they want to hit us on the counter, that's going to most effectively neutralize their offense, right? And so, you know, one thing to remember here is that Bilbao are coming off of a loss in the 2019-20 Copa del Rey game that was played just 2 weeks ago, where they lost 0-1 to Real Sociedad.
Yes.
And if memory serves me correct, Bilbao have not won a trophy since 1983 in the Copa del Rey. Besides the Super Cup, which they just beat us, right? But in terms of like a La Liga or Copa del Rey, they haven't won since 1984 when they won league and the Copa. So this is a team coming in very hungry. And I think as we look at our keys to the game, the first thing is we need to really be ready to match their intensity. And I don't want to see any of our players looking dejected or looking scared or looking like they lack confidence, right? I think some of the big narratives to come out of the Clásico was that Jordi Alba, again, looked a little bit dejected, and he wasn't ready for the big match, right? Stegen, not only on that goalkeeping error for the first goal that we talked about ad nauseum in our Clásico podcast, but he himself, in terms of like distribution with long balls, was also very lackluster. And some people are saying, I think Talk FCB, which is a channel that we watch sometimes, he was talking about how that could be him, Stegen, lacking confidence. So the first thing is we need to come to this as a final and with confidence. We can't come with our tail between our legs, right?
Sure. And I think we can accomplish that in a couple ways, right? I think if we look, if Koeman decides to choose a 4-3-3 and choose a similar lineup to the first two games that we played against them this year, I think one major change we can do to accommodate those issues is take out Dest and maybe put in Mingueza. Mingueza's been doing a phenomenal job. He's been great offensively, defensively. I think he can help close out those wings, prevent the space that Iñaki Williams is creating. You know, Alba also needs to cover his side, but I'm thinking if Mingueza can be stronger on the right side, maybe one of our left backs can assist Alba a little bit more, close out their wings as they come down the flanks, and then you know, that take out those possibilities, right? That, and as you're saying, you know, open space on both ends, right? We're susceptible to the counter. So if we do a 4-3-3, we end up just having a little more safety net in this case.
One of the keys to the game for sure is, will we play a 4-man back line? And the reason I think that might be suitable for this game is because we have Araujo back and we might have PK back, right? And so for Araujo, I think Araujo naturally fits better in a 4-3-3. I don't think he has necessarily like the speed and the versatility and the distribution yet to be playing super well in a 3 at the back. But I do think in a 4-3-3, he provides a tank and, you know, such a powerful presence that we miss sometimes when he's in the back line. And then if Gerard Piqué is there, he's played so much of his career in a 4-3-3. And so I think the 4 at the back does work really well, like you're talking about, for this Barca team against this Bilbao team. You know, kind of what I was mentioning earlier about Koeman in these big games is that, you know, I don't want to make the mistake we made between the first La Liga game against Bilbao and the Super Cup, where we just play the expected lineup so that Bilbao can game plan against it. I think what Real Madrid really showed us is that, hey, if we play the three at the back with, you know, Alba and Dest on the wings and we really push forward, there's some great counterattacks in the half spaces that can be made to give them nice offensive opportunities. So, like you said, I think we need to switch it up and go for a 4 at the back lineup, right? And then I think one of the other keys to the game I have is we need to do a better job at covering Iñaki Williams, right, Yus?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if you look at even the game against Real Madrid, we had trouble with these fast people down the flanks here, and Iñaki Williams is one of those people, right? We had a hard time controlling Vinicius, and I think we have a hard time controlling Iñaki Williams. He's proven to be a person who can make great passes in great spaces. He's also taking great shots outside the box, scoring on us in that Super Cup to win it. That's something we can't allow. We can't allow him to have that space coming
that first
down the flank down the middle, depending on where he receives it.
I think it was the third or fourth minute goal. He got, you know, one-on-one with Lenglet. Yeah. It looked like Dest was, you know, not in the right position, and he went to the races, and Iñaki Williams is one of the fastest players on the pitch 100% with Dembele, and so he's a formidable foe. Mm-hmm. He's not someone we want to, you know, give him a lot of space and time to think and to create, right? And then I think the last key to the game that we have is, and you know, it's hard to make this a key to the game because it calls for so much from Messi and Dembele, but hey, they are our two X factors, right? If you look at that Barca team, you think, hey, who are the two X factors who are going to win games? It's Lionel Messi. It's Ousmane Dembele. And on Dembele's side, right, as we look into the narrative of how we came to this Copa del Rey final, we had some crazy comebacks against Cornea, against Granada, against Sevilla. And in that second leg of the Sevilla Copa, when we came back and won 3-0, a big reason we were able to do that is because Dembele started off in the 12th minute after he had missed a few shots and looked bad in those first 10 minutes. He came back and scored a wonder goal, right, to put us up 1-0. And so we need some of his magic. And then you look at our history in these three games against Bilbao, and, you know, at the first part of this YouTube video, we're talking about Messi linking up with Frankie, Messi linking up with Pedri, right? Messi. Messi scored a free kick goal in that third and second La Liga leg we had. And so Messi needs to come out big and show that he's ready here to win some titles and to, you know, give this team the confidence we need as we head to the rest of the La Liga season. If we lose this game, Yus, I would say the chances of us winning La Liga are 0%. If we win this game, I would say I give us like at least a 70% chance. And so this game is really going to be a trend-setting game that's going to set the mood for the rest of the La Liga season. And we need Messi and Dembele to come out with the big game that we know they can.
Sure. I think that you're 100% spot on, and I think we need to capitalize on the chances that we have, and I think that's one area we've been lacking in these last two games. You're totally right that Messi needs to come out on point, Dembele needs to come out on point. They need to take shots and chances on goal, not holding the ball, but yeah, I mean, this is a make or break moment in our possibility to win a cup at the very least at this point in the race. So with that, I think that'll wrap it up for us, guys. Thank you for listening. Please follow, like, and subscribe again. You can listen to us if you're listening to the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen. And again, share with your friends. Thanks so much, guys.
Let's go.